William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Soviet Sisters, a novel of the Cold War by Annika Scott. Performed by Yelena Schmulenson and Kirsten Potter. To my husband, Jürgen, who keeps my feet on the ground when my head is in the sky. The past is so long ago, it never happened. Popular saying of prisoners in the Gulag. Maria. Siberia, 1956. Shoulder to shoulder, we're marching down the packed snow road. There are five of us in the row, me on one end, the coldest place in the line, my arm dragging against the snowbank. We're like marionettes joined by the sleeves, women made of wood. We lurch forward at the same pace, careful where we put our shabby boots. If one of us falls, the guard might get angry. When I move, the ice cracks in the fibers of my coat. I want to march faster to stay warm. But I can't.
Halt!
The guard calls behind us. We don't turn our heads to see how far away we are from the rest of the work brigade. Out the corner of my eye is the snowbank, and behind that, the white trees all around. In front of us, the road goes on and on, long and empty, vanishing in the fog at the foot of the mountains. That's the edge of the world. There's nothing on the other side of the mountains. Nothing at the end of the road. Not for me. Not yet. I have 6 more years here. I've lost track of how long a year is, so I concentrate on today. Now. If I get through enough days, enough nows, I'll be free. Behind us, the guard is pacing. I hear his gusting breaths and the crunch of his boots. We're far enough away from the work brigade that I can't hear their shovels as they clear the road of hard snow. The guard has us to himself, and I'm glad the five of us prisoners are here together. We all are. Instinctively, we press closer, arm to arm, mitten to mitten, like a wall.
"Anyone have to go behind a tree?"
the guard asks. We don't move.
"You haven't had a break all morning. Go on. If you need to relieve yourselves, go ahead."
Something in his tone reminds me of my sister. Even when Vera was nice, she was always something else underneath, something I couldn't trust. Down the line, I feel a shift. One of the women really does have to go, but she can't. She can't break the line. I've been in the Gulag more than a quarter of my life. I know all the games the guards play. He might let her relieve herself in peace and rejoin the line, or he might shoot her for trying to escape. He gets 50 rubles for that, I think. That's what our lives are worth. 50 little rubles. None of us break the line. The guard paces behind us, his tone suddenly different.
"What are you anyway? Traitors. Spies and traitors. You think you can afford to be ungrateful?"
We are standing with our backs to him, but I know, we all know, that he's raised his rifle. It's pointing at her, and then her, 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 me. We might be spies and traitors, but we aren't stupid. We don't move. Don't say a word.
"Let's warm you up, then. Sit!"
he cries. We drop to the snow. My bones feel like they'll snap in the cold like twigs.
"Stand!"
We're slower on the way up. I press my mittens on the knees of my trousers, straightening my back.
"Sit!"
Down we go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?